Welcome back to the Billy Manning Show. This is episode 16. Well, I can officially say that my 20s have come and gone. I am now 30 years old. It's really weird how fast time actually flies at times. We'll have to talk about this week, but hey, let's get right to it. So, as I get older, I'm now 30. I realize the gifts, you know, they're nice, but getting to spend time with family and friends is the most important thing. So for my birthday, due to like work and everything, what I did was I had my grandparents and dad came down. My dad drove on Sunday and we went out for lunch and opened some cards and gifts. And just had a good time, you know, like eating, talking, laughing, that kind of thing. And as everybody gets a little bit older, what becomes important changes in your life. And so my grandma and grandpa, dad and I, you know, we went out to, they came down here and we went for lunch and everything. And, you know, I don't get to see them as often as I'd like. I need to change that. And so after going out to eat, you know, we get back to my apartment for a bit and I'm sitting with my grandpa, you know, in the truck and my dad and grandma are in the apartment getting a couple of things before they leave that they had brought. And my grandpa said, I wouldn't have missed it for the world. And that really meant a lot to me. Just having my grandparents and dad here was awesome. And they got to see Hillsboro. And, you know, people ask, how do you live in such a small town? It's like, well, I like going to the city for like a concert or sporting event. But at the end of the day, I like to come home to a quiet, laid back atmosphere. And Hillsboro is that, you know, we have a theater, we have restaurants, we have a coffee shop, we have the opera house, ice cream place, some restaurants. It's just a nice little cozy town. And, you know, I'm pretty, I guess, simple when it comes to what I want. So it's perfect for me. But anyways, I wrote a list of things I want to do in my 30s. And I think they're pretty realistic. So buying a house, that is something that this year I really made progress of taking some steps to get towards that. So that's awesome. Spend more time with good people. And that's just, you know, figuring out who the good friends are. And, you know, there are some friends I have that they're good people, but we've just grown apart. And it just happens. Everybody kind of goes their own way in life. But I want to make sure that I'm spending the time and energy with the good people, you know, like friends and family that are really worth the effort. And there are some of them out there. So I will continue to do that and still be respectful of everybody. But just those people who really get you and that put the effort in, hang out. You know, I was talking to my best friend yesterday and we don't get to hang out much, but we, one of my best friends, should say I have a couple or a few, but we live further apart now, but we were talking yesterday and it's just like, we don't get to see each other often, but when we do, we still have a good time. So one of my best friends. And so spending time with good people, don't waste time. So what I mean by that is, you know, if you're going to do something, make sure it's something you really want to do. Don't just say yes because you feel guilty. I mean, there are things that you need to attend, yes, but at the same time, you can also step up and say no. So really don't waste time. Care less. And what I mean is not actually care less, but you know, you're going to live your life. Do what makes you happy. Forget what other people think. I think I took so much time in my life bringing other people joy and happiness, and I will continue to do that. But this year, I've had my own space with my apartment and everything, and I realized that I needed to focus on myself for a while and figure out, like, okay, who am I really? And what do I need to do to make myself happy? And honestly, making others happy is good, but I also realized I need to take time for myself and do the things I want to do every now and then. So That's something I need to do. Just have fun, have fun in general. Just go do things, try different things, things I enjoy, and have some fun. Also, take fun vacations, and that is going to places that I haven't been before. I was on the phone with one of my friends yesterday, Brian, and I've had him on here for an episode, and we talked about possibly going to Minnesota next year and going fishing and checking out the Mall of America, that sort of thing. So just have fun in general, and then date cool people. You want to go out and date a little bit, and kind of see who you're compatible with, but just enjoy the journey and make sure that they're cool people, people that are fun to be around. So yeah, those are my goals for my 30s, and I think they're pretty realistic. And my 20s was a good, they were a good learning experience those years, but I feel like I've grown and I've changed in some ways. In some ways, I've stayed the same. Some of the same interests have stayed. New interests have popped up. Oh, and then after I hung out with my grandparents and dad, my grandma made me some birthday brownies, which didn't last too long. But I went to my friend's house, and there were five of us that had a D&D day, and it was probably the most fun I've ever had with role playing. And so we started at like 3, and we took a dinner break, and it went until 8:30. The only reason why it ended at 8:30 was I really did have to get going to record for my other podcast, the Billy and T Hat Show, with my friend Travis. But I had a lot of fun, celebrating early. And then on that was Sunday. Monday, I went and got coffee from the local coffee shop here in town, and picked up some food, that sort of thing. So yeah, I really did get to celebrate and have some fun. I decided to just enjoy and really look back on my 20s and look at it as the good and what can I do better? What can I improve upon? And stop trying to be a perfectionist. It's okay to make mistakes and figure things out as you go. You don't have to have everything set in stone for every day. You can just find something to enjoy each day. And that's what I did. I watched a good movie called Falling in Love with Two N's. And it's about this woman who lives in San Francisco and job doesn't go too well, and her and her boyfriend break up. So she wins this inn in New Zealand, and of course it's not what the picture says, and she's going to remodel it. And it's a really good, like, finding yourself kind of story. And I think we all go through that point of where there's like that period of self-discovery, and it's important to go to on that path. And I will also tell you that happiness is not something someone can give for you. You have to find that for yourself. So this last year, I apologize to people for not hanging out as much, but I really needed the time to figure out what made me happy and what I wanted. And spending time with my friends and family does make me happy. But I also need some days where I'm just in my apartment playing a video game or watching a movie or going for a walk and listening to music. But I really want to start doing more now. I want to start hanging out with people more. I'm ready for that. I want to start trying different things, and just like going out and talking to people. And I think it's important that everybody does that, that you push yourself, challenge yourself, but also realize when you need to take a break. They say, with our schedules and how life is, people start having a lot of like anxiety and stress because they just don't take time for themselves. So yes, spend time with your family, be there for your family, be there for your friends, but also know when you need a break. And so that is something that I cannot emphasize enough, but it is something you have to do for yourself. Nobody else can do it for you. They can try to be there to listen. They can be a good friend to be supportive. They can be a good family member. But at the end of the day, you have to seek your own happiness. And sometimes that's making hard decisions. You have to be able to look and say, look, I'm doing too many things, or I have, and it's one of those things where I don't mind commitment, but to the right people and to the right things, you learn that you just want to do what's best for you always. So that is how I want to start the episode. And it's just very important, I think, that everybody do what's best for them, especially this time in COVID where we've had to slow down at times. It's important to do that. Thanksgiving is quickly approaching here. And, here's what I want to say. Yes, use common sense. We are seeing a record number of cases of COVID. It is important to social distance when you're out of the store, out of work, that sort of thing. But listen, check your temperature. Make sure you not have any symptoms of any kind of illness before you do anything. But small groups, go do it. Thanksgiving is important. And I think with the way this year's been, it's important to have that holiday spirit. So go eat some food with your family or friends or whatever you're doing. Do it because, you just don't know what's going to happen in the future and who's still going to be here in a year or two. So enjoy the holidays. Go spend time with your family. Travel, practice safety, wear your mask whenever you're traveling and everything, but don't just stop living life. I do believe COVID is a real threat. I do believe it's serious. And I do believe that you should take every precaution you can. But at the same time, you also have to realize that for some of these older people, that having their family at the holidays is the one thing they still hold on to. So don't take that away from them. I urge you to use caution and common sense. And if you're running a fever or you have a cough or whatever, stay at home. But otherwise, go celebrate. It's just really important that we try to stick to some level of normalcy this year, whenever possible. I know it's been difficult for people, but we'll pull through it. Vaccine is they're hoping to have frontline workers December. And for the everyday people like you and me, they're wanting it to be available between April and June. So there is hope. We are going to hopefully get a vaccine available for everyone by June, like they're saying. But yeah, the holiday spirit's important. And I saw a post that said we need to start Christmas early. And I was like, what? Why? Well, the post was talking about how kids especially haven't really had that normal year of like celebrating things. So it's important to decorate and have fun, And so I already have my tree up and I put the train track up today and I need to get some batteries so I can get the train going. But yeah, it's just have some fun and see what happens. By the way, if you're looking for some energy, my friend Shay over at greenskycoffee.com will take care of you. You can get excellent, perfectly roasted coffee for that cup of coffee that you need to get you going in the morning or in the afternoon if you work nights like me. Greenskycoffee.com. No spaces in that or anything. The code Billy10, BILLY10, no caps, no spaces, and you will get 10% off your coffee order. And if your order is over $35, you will get free shipping. Now, I would like to talk to you about The Mandalorian. So, The Mandalorian just came out with episode 3 of season 2, and it was fantastic. I'm a wrestling fan. It's pretty cool to see Sasha Banks over in Mandalorian. The Mandalorian is, I've said it before and I'll say it again, the best Star Wars. The reason I say that is because as of yet, we have yet to see a lightsaber battle. And it's still fantastic. There have been cameos from big names, and I don't want to spoil. And there are upcoming cameos and characters joining. And it has just been an incredible journey that the Mandalorian and Baby Yoda have gone on thus far. And I am curious to see where it goes. But tune into it. Disney Plus is awesome, totally worth the value. And I actually just watched my favorite Christmas movie. On there, the debut last year on Disney Plus, and it's called Noel, and it is about a Santa Claus and his family. And after he passes, Nick, the brother, takes over, and Noel, she is trying to keep his Christmas spirit up, but it's really rough for Nick because he just doesn't feel like he belongs in the role of Santa. So it takes you on a journey, and It's also about the Christmas spirit. And, you know, people say, you're 30 years old, you believe in Santa Claus. I'm not saying that I believe that a man comes down your chimney and leaves you gifts. Santa Claus, it's a representation of the Christmas spirit. And so when I say I believe in Santa Claus, I mean I believe in the spirit of Christmas and its importance. It's important to spend time with your family and give gifts, but just to keep the joy of the world going and seeing the best in people, even people that you don't necessarily like or agree with. Christmas time is about putting those differences away and really celebrating. And yes, it's about the birthday of Jesus as well, but Christmas is also just the spirit of it is Santa Claus. And so when people say they believe in Santa, let them have that, you know, let them. In whatever way they are keeping the Christmas spirit alive, let them have it. I know it's early. I'll do more Christmas movie talks and stuff, but this year I really want to have fun with it. I've already got my tree and train up. I need to go get my batteries for it. But once I get that going, I've looked around my apartment like, man, I just that side of the room has Christmas stuff. The other one doesn't. I could really, and I have red curtains, so and I always have them, so it kind of fits Halloween. It kind of fits Christmas. But I would like to get like maybe a village started or some other Christmas decorations, like some Santas, just to kind of make the place feel more vibrant, you know? So I hope you guys have a great Thanksgiving. I will be doing an episode for the following Thanksgiving, but I think what I'll do for Christmas is I will record in advance and you know, not really have a full-on episode, maybe do like a Christmas special before Christmas, but I don't want to actually be spending Christmas doing stuff when I have like family and friends to see. So thanks for listening, and I appreciate your continued support of this podcast. It's been really awesome. Hopefully you've gotten to know a little bit about me, and I'll hopefully offer you something fun and something to learn from. So, yeah, and we will go to a break and I will wrap this episode up. So, I wanted to close the episode by expanding on what I've been about not caring. There are certain things you need to care about, but I have a thing in my living room and it says, think positively, learn actively, play more, be yourself, smile always. Love passionately, live freely, work hard, shine bright, dream big, relax often, enjoy yourself. So think positively. You know, you can find joys in everyday things that are monotonous and just find something to be thankful for, you know, each day. Learn actively. You want to always be learning. You know, ideally, you're a lifelong learner. You're always reading stuff. You're always trying to learn more, play more, just have fun, you know. Who cares if someone looks at you weird for playing with lightsabers when you're in your 30s? If that's what you enjoy doing, do it. Have fun. Play some games. Go play Pokemon Go like I do. Just live your life. Forget what people think. Be yourself. This one's hard because a lot of times you don't even realize it, but to try to like fit in, you will like act differently or try to fit in with the group and don't. The people who are going to be great are going to be the ones that like you for who you are and how you are. So if you're goofy and energetic and outgoing and outspoken, that's going to attract a certain group of people. And then you might attract friends that maybe admire those qualities that you have that they don't have. Smile always, you know, that can go a long ways. Just a smile can sometimes change someone's day. And so, and make other people smile too, you know, joke around a little bit. If you can tell someone's having a rough day, be there, talk to them, offer to sit down and talk to them. Love passionately. There, you know, if you love things, then it's okay to show that. You need to put it into the right things though, and the right people. But that's just something you need to work on. Live freely. Yeah, just do your thing. Live your life. You know, whatever, pursue whatever makes you happy. Work hard. When you're at work, do your job the best of your ability, you know. Don't halfway do it. Do quality work and just do it. Shine bright. You know, if you're born to stand out, do that. If you have a natural shine, when you walk into the room, if everyone's mood change in a good way and they start laughing and like, oh, what's he going to say today? And I feel like I have that effect on some people. So shine bright. Don't let someone dim your light. Light up the room. Do it. And dream big. You know, something that you think is impossible or to other people seems impossible, go for it. The biggest thing you're going to do is fall down and get back up and learn from it. But yeah, go for it. Relax often. This is something I cannot emphasize enough. And it's not about being lazy. You can go walking and stuff and listen to music. It's so relaxing. But do what makes you feel comfortable. Go bowling. Go do things that just make you feel at ease. Do that for yourself. People may call it selfish, but it's also something that you need. If you know who you are and you know what you want, then pursue it and also enjoy yourself. Yeah, just have fun with it. Whatever you're doing, make sure you're enjoying it. So do those things. Be around those people who bring out the best in you. So try your best. You know, we're all going to make mistakes. We're all going to learn. It's a learning process. But yeah, that's all I have for this week. Thanks for coming back for another episode. And have a wonderful Thanksgiving, no matter how you're celebrating it.